I guess we're done. Fuck it. No. What was that? Oh, I told you this. I wanted to. This chick came up to me when I was at the fucking Coffee Bean. I was killing it. I was drinking an iced Americano, you know?
Always doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but sometimes I get three shots over ice. But at Coffee Bean, they kind of do a good iced Americano. Now, here's the thing. This girl came up to me and she was like, hey, I'm such a big fan. I'm so nervous.
Okay.
But I'm such a big fan and I just wanted to tell you that. And I said, oh my God, thank you so much. That's so sweet of you. She was very sweet. I was all smiles and I was like, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, I actually ran into you a few months ago and you even held the door open for me. And I always thought it was so sweet. So you're a really sweet guy.
Gentleman.
Yeah. And I was like, ah, well, you know what? I was like, hey, I guess you caught me on a good day, right?
Sure, yeah.
So she says, oh, I caught you on a good, okay. You're like, oh, wow, cool. Walks away, goes back to her seat. She's back at her seat, and I'm drinking my iced Americano, you know? And now it's half done. I think I'm waiting for my buddy to get there. Yeah, I am. And then I hear from over my shoulder at her seat, I guess I caught you on a good day.
Oh, she's like harping on it.
And I say, and I turn around and I say, yeah, or whatever, you know, I don't know. And she says, you're an asshole.
Just like that.
Yeah. And I said, what? And she says, I guess I caught you on a good day. I was like, yeah, you know, like, I was just, I don't know. I pride myself in kind of always at least saying something that keeps the conversation going. Bro, I had no clue what to say. And I just kind of turned around and went back to my iced Americano. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Did she stay?
Like, she sat the whole time. She was there the whole time. Yeah, she stayed. She was like 10, 15 feet away from me.
I pride myself on like knowing what people mean, even when they're fucking insane.
Yeah.
I don't even have a guess on that one.
I don't know either. I don't know either. There is a now that's a funny story as it is. Okay, just because I didn't add anything to it. Just the fact that it happened was funny.
Right.
A few things that I didn't say about that happening make it a way different story.
Oh.
This is like M. Night Shyamalan.
Exactly. Shit. Yeah.
Or at the end was like, oh, and guess what? Also, there's no Harry Potter in the world where that happened.
Right.
She said she had a really severe like physical condition. Like she had a walker, and she was like, so
this is why you held the door open now. This
yes,
color's in that
yes,
part.
So I'm okay. Not that much of a gentleman.
It wasn't even that good of a day. It was just like, you can't not open a door for someone who
maybe
needs
I don't remember.
Door open.
I don't remember.
Right, okay.
So she probably could have got out herself.
Didn't have to do it.
No.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to do it. But maybe it's even, you'd argue maybe it's nicer that I did it. I don't know.
Right, yeah.
Maybe I probably got up out of my seat to do it. I don't know. I'm not trying to say I'm a good guy, but what I am saying
you're
is...
You're adding parts that you don't even remember.
Nah, you're
like
right.
Bragging about being a nice guy
you're
that
right.
aren't yeah. even maybe true.
Yeah. So that made it more confusing or less confusing? I don't know. Because I don't know. I was like, and this is, now this is why maybe I'm a bad guy.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, well, does she just not know because is her... Does this get me in trouble? But like, is also her mind affected by this? Like, is it not just a physical thing?
Sure. Yeah.
So
yeah,
maybe now I'm like, maybe she doesn't know the saying because of her.
She
handicap.
Definitely doesn't know the saying, but that could be regardless of the situation.
Right.
Either way,
right.
She's so fucking demented to like sit. When you texted me because you told me that
I didn't tell you the part about the thing.
I didn't know the part that there was a gap between you telling her that and her being an asshole.
Oh,
my favorite part of the story is imagining her. Stewing about that and like unable to deduce that you meant good things or innocuous things.
So do you think that because of her physical handicap that has nothing to do with it? That's the thing I didn't know.
I think her physical handicap has nothing to do with it. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it maybe does, but my sense is that, look, I'm always like, my interactions with people throughout the course of the day,
yeah,
I'm constantly thinking people are fucking demented.
Yeah.
Like,
well, Bob Larson.
Demented people. But even non-exorcists
right.
are fucking demented.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They'll figure out ways to get offended.
Yeah.
They'll figure out ways to misconstrue what,
right.
you, what you're doing or just be really fucking rude for no reason at
yeah.
all. And that's part of the reason I wanted to do my podcast because everything confuses
yeah.
me about everything everyone's always doing.
Yeah.
That is a great fucking example.
Yeah, like, so you should have her on the podcast.
Yeah, get her in. Open the door
I
for
also,
her when she comes.
I also... here's like the comedian in me, which is like so shitty. Like, the, but I didn't make this joke. But I thought about if I did make this joke, it would be shitty. When she was came up to me, she was so nervous, and I was like, and this is such a bad joke. But I was like, fuck. And the fact that I even thought it made me feel bad. But I was like, I wonder if she wasn't as nervous, if she would be shaking less. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do know what you're saying.
And that
yeah.
the fact that I thought that, I felt awful.
Yeah. Don't feel bad, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because I actually thought, I wonder, because she was like, oh my God, I'm shaking. She was like doing
She
that.
Liked you so much.
Yeah.
And you saying, caught me on a good day.
Yeah.
Made her go from being a supreme mega fan.
Yeah.
To calling you an asshole.
Yeah.
To you.
Yeah, true, yeah.
That's fucking the biggest, like, leap.
Yeah.
To go from loving you to thinking
you're
a genuine asshole.
It was just such a
asshole.
Weird fucking thing because, like, I felt bad for her. I wanted her to be okay.
Mm.
I wanted, I, you know.
Well, there's your problem right there. You shouldn't feel bad for anybody.
Anybody?
I don't think so. You can feel it, but, like, you can't put it out in the fucking world, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, I wasn't like, oh, okay, well, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
I
was, right.
You know.
You did open a door for her, though.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, man. The whole thing, like, I just, like... But the problem is like, then I started thinking about like the world we live in, and like, God forbid, like I said what I just said on Twitter.
Yeah,
it would be awful.
Right. Yeah.
It wouldn't be funny. It's not funny that
yeah.
I thought that. You
yeah,
know, I just.
Yeah, yeah.
But as a comedian, you think of all these bad jokes and you sift them out.
Right. Right.
And
right,
then
right.
the difference between like burying yourself on Twitter and not is just literally. Typing the stuff and
mm-hmm.
putting it in the world
because mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. everyone has those fucked up thoughts.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, if everyone was always saying what was coming into their mind, every single person would have to be in like a mental institution. You know?
But isn't that that fucking makes me lose. That's crazy to me.
Which part of it?
Like that you can just think a thought.
Yeah.
That everyone's thought this shit.
Yeah.
But if you write it on Twitter, you're fucking done.
Yeah, yeah.
You're done.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
you're literally done. We all think shit that if we wrote it on Twitter, we're fucking done.
Right, right, right.
Especially as like a fucking celebrity.
Sure.
You're just
yeah.
done.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We should just say a bunch of those things.
Well, my
right point
because I think that yeah. Well, no, yeah. No, I think that it's. I literally think that. One day, like the Sony hack shit.
Right, yeah.
Everything's just going to come out.
Yeah, you've said that before.
Yeah,
yeah
like
yeah, yeah.
you're going to have the day where I wanted to make a fucking TV show about this, and I didn't. I didn't ever pitch it. But I wanted it to be about like the day that that happens. Everybody's fucking email and texts and everything is just available. Because that day is going to happen.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
And then we're going to live in a very different world.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
people like legitimately Barack Obama.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no way he hasn't texted.
Like, let me see your titties.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
I guarantee Barack Obama has texted at least once, let me see your titties.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's going to have to change everyone's judgment of everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure, you know? You're going to have to, like,
oh, let me see your titties.
Yeah. Now, folks,
let me see your titties in an orgy. With just a fucking button down and a tie and a blazer and no pants.
You didn't have time to take the whole fucking thing off?
Bacock Obama.
So fucking
worst
dumb.
Worst joke, wow. Even worse than the fucking off-color joke that I didn't do.
Right. I mean, the things that you're talking about, the things that we think about
mm-hmm.
in conversation that just pop
yeah.
into our minds.
Yeah.
they'll often be like violent for me.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, even like with you, I'll be like thinking about like ripping your throat out.
Bad brother. And it's all right. Good, but bad brother.
But I don't do
never
it.
Never thought that about you, by the way, and it's all good. Okay. But, okay.
Well, now I feel bad.
Yeah.
Even though I shouldn't. Mm-hmm. But like.
But it's probably, honestly, it's probably because you're my younger brother and I'm your older brother. Because you.
Well, let's not psychoanalyze.
No.
Do you know what
I'm
mean?
Gonna. Because I feel like there is a part of me where I feel like I would take care of you no matter what. And okay. That's because you're my younger brother.
Honestly, you're making me feel so fucking bad.
And it's all
for
good.
Just like admitting
you wanna,
this one.
No, it's okay. Because you want to kill me because that's a fucking thing
it's like a
that
Freudian
younger
thing?
Brothers have.
Yeah,
they want to be the fucking, and I get it. And
okay,
it's
now
good.
Chill
and
out,
honestly,
though.
I would let you. That's now how bad do you feel?
Definitely chill out, though. But like, even like, just like if I'm like ordering a fucking bagel, you know, like what if I just like, I want to like spit in this person's face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like constant barrage
yeah,
of that.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Barrage Obama.
Folks, I want to spit in your face.
Yeah. Why is he Southern when you do it?
Folks.
Why is he on a King of the Hill?
Listen, I want to spit in your face. Oh boy, it's a hot one out, huh?